Chapter 18. I could not create a female without devoting months to study. I had an insurmountable aversion to engaging in my loathsome task in my father's house. Accidents might occur, which would disclose a tale to thrill all with horror. I must absent myself from all I loved. I wished to visit England for a year or so. It was understood my marriage to Elizabeth would take place on my return. During my absence, I would be leaving my friends unprotected from the monster's attacks. It was in September that I quit my native country. I threw myself into the carriage, hardly knowing where I was going. I arrived at Strasbourg, where I waited 2 days for Clerval. I was occupied by gloomy thoughts. We had agreed to descend the Rhine in a boat, from Strasbourg to Rotterdam, where we might take shipping for London. During this voyage we passed many islands, and saw several beautiful towns. The river descends rapidly, and winds between hills, not high, but steep, and of beautiful forms. We saw many ruined castles standing on the edges of cliffs, surrounded by black woods, high and inaccessible. This part of the Rhine presents a singularly varied landscape. In one spot you view rugged hills, ruined castles overlooking tremendous cliffs, with the dark Rhine rushing beneath. On the sudden turn of a promontory, flourishing vineyards with green sloping banks, and a meandering river and populous towns. At length, we saw the numerous steeples of London, St. Paul's towering above all, and the tower famed in English history.